Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Welcome on back, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Having some fun here on a Monday, and now the fun ends. Because Kevin Durant, once again, slips right out of the fingers of Pat Riley as he steps up. He goes, all right, we're in the trade negotiations for Kevin Durant. How about I offer a bag of donuts and see if that actually gets us a call back? It did not. The reported offer that the Miami Heat gave stunk, as was reported last week by that Gambo, who's taking a very weird victory lap over the Miami Heat. It's a very strange thing. Kevin Durant ends up going to the Houston Rockets for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 overall pick, and 5 second round picks. The Miami Heat, according to reports from Barry Jackson and Anthony Chang, they say, according to a source of direct knowledge, the Heat not only declined to offer center Khalil Ware, but also did not offer forward Nikola Jovic. In the final discussions, I'll get to you in a second, Leroy. The teams before the Suns shipped Durant to Houston. Also, the source said the Miami Heat were never willing to offer more than one first-round pick. Reportedly, what Anthony and Barry Jackson say the Heat offered was Andrew Wiggins, Terry Rozier, pick number 20 in Wednesday's draft, and two bench players, which are believed to be Jaime Hawkins Jr. and Haywood Highsmith. Which, got to be honest with you, if you did offer me that for Kevin Durant, I think I'm taking the phone with me while I take a poop in the bathroom, because that offer stinks. So KD ends up in Houston. No Kevin Durant once again on the Miami Heat. And everybody's here left wondering, Leroy, where the hell do the Heat go from here?
I'm a little torn by this, because the Heat had to know that was a BS offer. Okay,
let's had be to. That offer stinks.
And here's what I think gets lost in all of this. When teams are offering up these players, okay, so we've had a few situations here. And you have three or four teams that are vying for that player services. I don't understand why the Miami Heat always offer like you're the only team negotiating. And that's what that sounded like. Like you were going to go back and forth.
Well, and the,
and the way it works now is you have preliminary discussions.
Yep.
You have three or four teams that come to the table with something. And now these teams only negotiate with the team that had the original best first offer.
It, you know, for me, it's just such a lack of, if you're really serious about Kevin Durant, which clearly they weren't, but
right.
If you know that the team you're competing with is the Rockets, and at bare minimum, if we're just going, okay, you don't want to go draft for draft, the baseline offer is top 10 pick, top 20 pick. Like, you got to make up some ground somewhere, and it can't be for four guys you don't want. Because other than Haywood Highsmith, literally probably not a guy on there that he really want back next year. Maybe Wiggins. Maybe. But I'm sure they're not at the highest level of Andrew Wiggins that they were when they traded for him from Golden State. So you're essentially saying, like, take a guy we just got as the salary filler for Jimmy Butler, a dude who's an absolute zero on our team in Terry Rozier, and Jaime Jaquez Jr., reportedly, who his value's never been lower, and pick 20. That's it. So, like, you're essentially flipping the Jimmy Butler package and also take Terry Rozier and Jaime Jaquez Jr., who we only play against the Wizards. Like, I'm just... And yes, there is a part of me that's torn too, Leroy, because I love Kalel Ware and I love Nikola Jovic. I really do. I think, you know, that those guys playing together was probably some of the more fun basketball in a really, really unfun season. However, you got to give to get at some point. And I just thought from my standpoint, like, the swing would have been Kalel. Like, that would have gotten you Kevin Durant. I understand your hesitancy there. But also, Nico, who I think is also going to be a really good player, but where do you think the make good is? You're not going to get Kevin Durant for all the stuff you hate.
So I'm going to speak as if I am Andy Ellisberg, Pat Riley, and all the powers that be in the Miami Heat organization. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to think out loud. If I would have made that trade, right, how close are we? And it's only a two-year deal, right? That Kevin Durant, you can expect 2 years.
Two good years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And then the cupboards are bare. So what I'm thinking as a Miami Heat front office person is that you better guarantee me immediate results from this trade if I'm going to include some of my young players.
Fine, but
otherwise, in 2 years, you're going to really be a dumpster fire because now you have no young talent and no draft picks. But so think of it from that standpoint. Forget, I get the offer was weak, and they probably could have offered one or the other. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is if you make a trade like that, right? Like, Houston didn't care. They have a lot of young talent. They got draft picks. They got a whole bunch of stuff, and they're close. So KD, kind of, they can justify sacrificing that future because they are that close. The Heat can't do that. So if you're sacrificing your youth to bring in KD, how much of a difference, besides a new face? Tell me what is it going to – tell me what that does to the Miami Heat if I say I'm getting rid of Kalel or Jovic,
mm-hmm.
right? And maybe Wiggins. So take that route.
Okay.
And I want you to answer this question for me. How much better are the Miami Heat?
I think
they look different. You got an all-time great player on your team.
Right.
How much better are they?
I think they're tremendously better. I mean, like, you're talking about a team that was the worst fourth quarter team in the league last year, and you're adding an all-time scorer who can actually take the burden and actually makes things easier on your other two best players. So, I know everybody wants to put the age there, but it's literally a talent at offense they haven't had since the likes of LeBron James, even with his age being what his age is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a little bit of a roll of the dice as far as, like, hey, they don't pay aging stars. They don't like to do that of risking. They didn't want to do it with Dwayne Wade. They didn't want to do it with Jimmy Butler. Didn't want to do it with Shaq. Didn't want to do it with Zoe. It's they get a line of demarcation on age, and they do not typically believe in paying those guys. So I, you know, but if you're talking about one of the weaknesses of the Miami Heat, Kevin Durant being a great elixir to a lot of that,
yeah,
this was right there for you. And to offer that, you know, it's
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just
again,
by the way, Kevin Durant also did his job here in that probably the team that had the offer that the Suns wanted the most was probably Minnesota, and he also deflected off of that. And the Heat, once again, just didn't want to up the ante. And I think the thing that is becoming a pattern for Heat fans that has pissed them off is you always seem like you want to play this conservative offseason offense when it comes to these trade talks. You never want to risk it. You never want to push your chips to the table. You didn't want to get Jimmy Butler help. You didn't want to go all in on Dame. You wanted to do it on your terms. You didn't want to go in all in on Donovan Mitchell. You didn't want to give up Tyler Hero because you said, oh, Tyler Hero is going to be some semblance of Spida. So you didn't want to go all the way in on that. And it's just like, how many times, and this may be the worst version of that Heat team, so maybe this wasn't the time to do it, but how many times are you And the front office going to go into these negotiations, playing it all the way safe, not thinking you have to risk anything, especially when you look about who you're competing with. You're like, all right, well, let's just do math here. If just the best asset we're getting in this is a pick that's 10 spots higher than us and Jalen Green, who's probably a more attractive piece at 23 years old, even though he makes a good amount of money, than any other player we're offering in this draft or in this deal, why do you think you're going to win that? And why don't you think you have to improve that? I just it just always feel like they're caught with their pants down, being like, oh, you know, well, Terry Rozier is going to kind of be like what Damian Lillard was. It's like, what? Huh? Okay, so now what are you going to do? You're going to come to us 2 weeks from now, and you're going to deal Wiggins for DeMar DeRozan and being like, hey, we got under the luxury tax because he makes $10 million less. And guys, we got you DeMar DeRozan. We have your go-to score. It's like, yeah, but he's not Kevin Durant. And this is what you guys always do. It's like they always go trade talks on the cheapskies and then come with some semblance of a player as the player the Miami Heat have always wanted. And I'm sorry, but you want to talk about no hope and what would the Miami Heat be with Kevin Durant? I don't know, but I just saw another star go down in the East with a blown Achilles. Kind of feels like it's as open as it's ever been to me. And that, by the way, it shows two things. One, you don't really believe in Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo, because if you don't believe adding to those guys an all-time scorer, major contender, then what do you believe those guys to be? What do you believe in those guys to be? And if you're telling me you believe in your young guys, well, then tell your goddamn coach to act like it.
Play him.
Tell him to believe in his young guys and play him like he believes in those young guys. Because you guys are stuck here in this seesaw of mediocrity, and you don't act like you have any path. Because I know we're going to go into this year. Are you going to start Nikola Jovic? Are you going to play him like you wouldn't touch him in a Kevin Durant deal? Or you can be like, I don't know what his role is. Maybe the sixth man. Are you going to actually give Khalil Ware the tools to succeed? Will you give him a playmaking guard who can get him the damn basketball? Or are you just going to be like, nah, this is a cool asset to have? So, fine. You don't want to go all in on Kevin Durant, and you want to say, don't know what we would have been with him? Okay, I'll hear those arguments. But your path better not be, we shaved off $10 million, got you DeMar DeRozan because Wiggins never wanted to be here, and you're going to sit here. Or, dude, if you don't really believe in Bam and Tyler, and you don't think that adding Kevin Durant to those two guys can make you any semblance of good in the East, which sucks. If you don't believe that, then you better take a long look in the mirror at those two guys and start wondering, what can we get for them? Be a real organization that I know you to once be, and pick a direction, because this is rudderless. And you're pissing your fans off because every single time it feels like you allow your team to be thrown into these negotiations just simply as a leverage play. That's how it always ends up. Every single time, whether it be for Spida, whether it be for Harden, whether it be for Damian Lillard, whether it be for Kevin Durant, you're being used. What are you going to do about this? You have an East as open as it's ever been. You have a $50 million center, and you have a $50 million guard, or wants to be a $50 million guard. Do you believe in those guys, or do you not? Because if you're going to give this bull bleep offer for Kevin Durant, to me it tells you, well, they're not a Kevin Durant away from cranking it up and making an actual East run. Okay, then what are they? Because they didn't have Jimmy Butler for half a season. I understand it was a lot to deal with, but they flagrantly failed in being face of the franchise guys without him. Without those JB training wheels around, they got blown out in the midst of a series like we have never seen. So, I just want to know, Pat, Andy, Mickey, Nick, Spo, Zoe, what the hell are you doing? What's the plan?
That was beautiful.
I couldn't say that any better.
That was beautiful.
I 100% agree with you. Like, and this is why last year, if you had played all of your young players, if for any other reason other than having more things to trade, because now here's what you have. You have two guys you like, but nobody else has seen play basketball on a consistent basis. Kalo a little more at the end of the year. But so you have those two guys. You have Bam and Tyler. Now, I can understand why you want to keep Tyler, even though Tyler might be better off the ball. But you've put him at point guard. There's just a lot of things that aren't very clear as to the direction of the team. It's hard for me to get this in my brain. This is the hardest part for me. When you say these two guys are untouchable, but you haven't touched them either.
100%.
It's a weird dynamic. And I thought I was on an island when I said I wouldn't trade Kalel or Jovic, but I didn't think the Heat would think that, because you're not playing them like they're important to you.
Schmeathen says it well, where he says the Heat have to decide on extending Nico. They could actually extend him this year, but he's going to be going into the final year of his contract. What do you know what he's worth?
Right.
What do you know? What's his value to you guys? What is it? I love the guy. I love him as a player. I love watching Nikola Jovic play basketball. But like, what do you guys see? Like, is there anything here? Any semblance of a team that's going to actually do anything? Do you believe in yourself? Because it doesn't even feel like you guys believe in yourselves. That's the thing. It's
their
like
their actions don't fully explain this past weekend, right? How you have treated Kalel and Jovic don't quite coincide or look like the comments you've made about them.
Right.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. How you played them certainly doesn't seem like they're untouchable.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. This was much less fun than this parade celebration. Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.